executed a game plan there in terms of making them play 200-foot game?
Yeah, you know, we had stretches where we played all right. You know, I think we kind of view this as a missed opportunity. I don't think we played as well as we can. I think, you know, we showed, you know, pieces of our game. But I don't think that we played to our level, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, we have better.
Now, what do you think happened after you took a 2-1 lead? It's no shots for the next inning. 12 minutes, one for us again.
Well, it was a combination. I mean, I think we took a breath, and you know, I think we thought about defending as opposed to continuing to go at them. And they, you know, they started coming. Obviously, they're down a goal in the third period. They're going to start pushing, and you know that combination never works. And you know, we know that, and you know, it just it bit us. And it's like I said, it's a missed opportunity.
For them to make that push, and even just how many pucks they draw on net for the first, you know, two periods, and it's a one goal finish. Is there encouragement in that for you guys to feel like we're not far off? And
well, you know, to be honest, I think we have a lot of confidence in our group, and I think there's more disappointment that we didn't play to our level. You know, I have a lot of confidence that we'll respond and play the right way next game. You know, it just wasn't good enough, and I think that we all expect more. Well, like I said, we had an opportunity here. It was a missed opportunity, but we got game two coming up, and that's the only thing that we're worried about right now.
What did you make of Greenway?
I thought he played really well, to be honest with you. I was really impressed with the way that he handled, you know, the atmosphere and first playoff game, made some really nice plays, poised with the puck, you know, protected the puck, got in on pucks in the offensive zone. I mean, exactly what you'd hope you would do, and man, I thought he was really good.
Do you expect that size and physical element to remain a factor in this series, or does that kind of maybe go away as the minutes and games add up?
I don't see any reason why it would. I think that, you know, his game has continued to grow every game. You know, he's only had, what, 5 NHL games, and each one has been better than the last, and it's been fun to see, and he's been a pretty good fit there, and I thought he was exceptional tonight, and I thought that as the game went on, he got better and more confident, more poised with the puck, and you know, he brings an element there with skill and size that's pretty unique.
What did you guys do the first 10 minutes that allowed you not to have to, quote, weather the storm, because it didn't seem like it came at you in waves, and how much is that part of the missed opportunity?
I thought we did a pretty decent job of that at the beginning, kind of getting to our game, getting pucks in and playing a smart game, and, you know, coming to the intermission there, you know, even, and, you know, having done some decent things, I think, you know, I thought we did a good job of that. And that's something that, of course, you know, in the playoffs, you got to guard against teams coming out 100 miles an hour in their own barn. And I thought we did a good job with that. And, you know, we hung in there. And I thought, you know, as far as the attitude and the emotion, I thought we did a good job of controlling all that. And, you know, we just didn't make that extra play. And, you know, when we got ahead there, we took a breath. And honestly, that's natural, but you know, if you're going to be successful in the playoffs in a long stretch and you're going to win 16 games, you got to find a way to keep your foot on the gas the entire 60 minutes.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. Yep.